Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 174. Can you recommend your religion? Professional people are often asked to recommend someone for a job or certain position. David wrote, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul." This is Psalm 66, verse 16. This is a way of saying, I can recommend my religion to the whole world. We show each day by our speech and our actions the kind of recommendation we place on our religion. Can you recommend your religion in light of biblical teaching, by the way you live, by the way you support it, by the way it works for you? Let's consider these points briefly in the order that they were stated. First, in light of the scriptures, would you be willing to compare your religion to the standard of the Word of God? Are you sure God would approve it? The Bible says, "Examine yourself, where the faith, prove your own selves." This is 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Or, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Paul told Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Some say, "I don't see any difference that it makes, as long as one is sincere." Well, listen to Jesus. He said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John 4, verse 24. That is the equivalent of saying one must both be sincere and right. Can you recommend your religion by the way you live? This is a rather personal question, but is an appropriate question. Do your life and religion complement each other? Can people see Christ in you? Christianity changes people. If your religion hasn't brought about a genuine change in your life and behavior, perhaps you should consider changing your religion. The religion of Christ makes one a new creation. Read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. In Romans 12, verse 2, it states, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The word transform means to convert or change. A change must take place in the life of a Christian. Our lives need to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Titus 2, verse 10. Of course, that means we are consistent in our teaching and our practice. Our use of anything is the finest recommendation we can give it. Some people are heard to say, "Oh, I curse a little," or "I smoke a little," or "I drink a little, but I wouldn't recommend that you do it." Jesus said, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." Matthew 7, verse 16. The apostle wrote, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." Philippians 1, verse 27. People are sometimes heard to say, "Religion and business just won't mix." The apostle Paul said, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be within you." Philippians 4, verse 9. Can you recommend your religion by the way you support it? When a lady discovers a new detergent or household item that is really good, she is anxious to tell her friends. Paul said to the Corinthians, "I believed, and therefore I have spoken." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. How much time and effort do you devote to your religion? Christianity does not come in capsule form to be taken seasonal or every Sunday. we are to be rich in good works, according to 1 Timothy 6, verse 18. We have been created in Christ Jesus unto good works, Ephesians 2, verse 10. We are to be zealous of good works, Titus 2, verse 14. The Good Samaritan recommended his religion by the way he made it work for himself and others. Read Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Finally, can you recommend your religion by the way it works for you? In time of crisis, does your religion provide an anchor for you? What if you were to lose your job or your money? What if death reaches its ugly finger to steal a loved one? You should know that the religion of Christ will anchor you during any crisis or catastrophe. Paul said, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This is...